Welcome back. Bill Bunkley here. This is the Bill Bunkley Show, the briefing right here on Salem Radio. And as always, we are delighted for you to be here. You know, some of the most key people in our communities are our pastors and our ministers and our rabbis, because they are the ones that are there leading the help so often that governments just don't provide. And you know, a lot of times these individuals serve all of their lives. And there are times where you learn of a pastor or a minister or a rabbi that was so busy serving the flock, they never took the proper steps to be prepared for retirement. Well, today, if you are in that group, get your pencil and paper ready, because we're going to talk about Guardian Financial Group. And to do that, we're going to be talking with Kelly Rule. And Kelly began a career in the finance. Keely Rule, excuse me. I'm sorry, I got so many things going on here. Keely Rule, Keely, my friend, began a career in the financial industry in 1998. He spent several years as a top producer with the National Business Association. His focus was on healthcare and group benefits. But in 2000, his career path and calling took a new direction. Because of his ties in his church and his family's construction company, he took on the task of constructing a new facility for Hope Central Church in San Antonio, Texas. In his early 20s, he was asked, and he took the task with completing a 9-acre development and $3 million construction project. And so there he developed a construction management program that utilized a lot of volunteer labor of the church, coupled with professionals that was responsible for saving millions of dollars for the kingdom of God. Over the next year and the succeeding years, he went on to build 7 multi-million church projects all across the state of Texas, as well as advising many church boards. But during that process, I think the ministry and God was calling him, and this ministry of helping pastors and churches. So in 2011, he took a full-time ministry position at Hope Center Church as the Christian Education Director and the Children's Pastor. And he's been a licensed minister in that process with United Pentecostal Church International. That all changed in 2014 when he had an opportunity to combine his earlier career in the financial industry with his calling and love for ministry. And the reason why I wanted to really give you this in-depth bio on Keely is because if you're a pastor or a minister, he knows your heartbeat. And with that, Keely Rule, hey, welcome to the Bill Bunkley Show.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Thank you for having me. Great show today, and it's a privilege to be here with you today. So it's an honor.
Well, it's my honor to have you, because I have a heart when pastors or ministers get to the end of their service, and I've dealt with too many horror stories, but you are doing a great thing. So tell us who is Guardian Financial Group?
Well, great. So Guardian Financial Group is a faith-based organization. We're an income and retirement strategies firm that specializes in helping ministers navigate the complex compensation structures. You know, pastors, their compensation is very different from most individuals. Their taxes that they deal with, the tax codes are very different. So we specialize in understanding a minister's taxes, their tax codes, their compensation structures. And then ultimately, our goal is to help pastors get to a place that when they go to a place to transition out of ministry, understanding that calling in the ministry is a lifetime calling, but at some point that day is going to come if they're going to need to transition, that somebody is there to help them make that transition with confidence, and that they can make that transition in dignity. Just like you said, we've witnessed so many people through the years, that so many pastors that have dedicated their lives to their communities. They've been there in the middle of the night when our children were sick.
That's right.
They've been there to marry our children, on those happy days. They've been there to bury our parents. And so often they're caught up in those particular duties of being a pastor, of serving their communities, that they often, just like you mentioned already, they often have the opportunity to actually just slow down and take care of themselves and take care of their finances. So Guardian Financial Group is a group of investment advisor representatives, insurance professionals, tax attorneys that are part of our network, that are here to serve the unique needs of pastors.
Now, folks, I want you to get that pen and paper. I want you to write down this website, not just if you're a pastor or a minister, but I want you to write this website down, and I want you to give it to your pastor or your minister and say, hey, heard an interesting interview, a great interview, and this is an organization that you might be interested in. And so jot down this website, GuardianFinancialGP.com. GuardianFinancialGP.com. That's all one word. GuardianFinancialGP.com. And don't worry, I'll mention this a couple more times during our interview. So, Keely, what would you like for pastors to know regarding their personal finances, especially where they're at today?
Well, the first thing, Bill, I would say I'd want them to know is that there's hope. You know, I think not just in the pastoral community, but across our country today, there's so much uncertainty when it comes to individuals' economic situations, from the volatility in the stock market to how do we deal and cope with the inflation that's running out of control due to the current administration. How do we cope with that? How do we deal with that? You know, is a major concern, not just for pastors, but for everybody. And so knowing, first of all, that there's hope, that there are places that they can go to find and get help. One of those resources, in addition to us, is that we've come across and learned is a resource for pastors called Church Law and Tax. Dr. Richard Hammer was the founder of that. And recently I came across an article of his, Bill, and there's actually on our YouTube channel where myself and my business partners kind of break down this article that he was focusing on. He was talking about the major challenges that pastors face in their finances. And he quotes a study, and while actually the study is probably a little bit aged now at this point, it was a study from 2015. I want to give you some numbers out of it. And it was a study done by the National Association of Evangelicals. And 2015, 30% of pastors had student loan debt averaging $36,000. 75% of pastors carried some form of non-mortgage debt averaging $31,593. So 33%, these are numbers, these two are ones I want you guys to really hear and listen. 33% have less than $10,000 in retirement funds. So one-third of American pastors today, according to this survey in 2015, states that one-third of them have less than $10,000 set aside for retirement, and 29% have no retirement outside of Social Security. Zero retirement savings, nearly one-third of pastors in the country.
And I don't think those numbers have changed. And so, folks,
I think they've gotten worse, Bill. Yeah.
Yeah. And especially with COVID, churches have shrunk. Revenues have shrunk for the churches. And so there's a lot of pressure. And again, I want to remind you, go right now to GuardianFinancialGP.com, GuardianFinancialGP.com. Whether you're a pastor or minister yourself, would you jot that website down and say, hey, Don't ask your pastor, minister about their finances. Just say, you know what, I just want to give this to you, just if you need the resource, because Bill was talking to Keely on the phone, and I think this would be a good opportunity. That website is GuardianFinancialGP.com. So tell me a little bit about the struggle with the finances. It is a major issue in a lot of churches, and as I said, the church has been in a turmoil. Talk about that a little bit.
Hey, great, Bill. So I think the reason that a number of pastors are facing this, and we're seeing this within the church community, some of it I feel has to do with pressure of feeling that, you know, before they can get into ministry, they've got to have a doctorate in divinity or a doctorate in theology or at least a master's degree. They leave out of that and graduate Bible school or seminary with a lot of student loan debt, only to go to work in one of the lowest paying professions in the country. Most of them are going to start as a youth worker, making, if they're lucky, $30,000 or $35,000 a year. And so there's the pressure of that. There's the pressure of the as you alluded to already, since COVID, the shrinking church budgets are a major issue. The difficulty of navigating and negotiating their compensation packages, guys. It's in a lot of circles, it's taboo. You don't realize that a minister's compensation has got to be negotiated with his board. And how do you start that conversation? Pastors struggle with that. Where do they go to navigate that? So a lot of what we do is helping them navigate those conversations. But the biggest thing I would say is has a negative impact in that is just the lack of education. So ministers have some of the greatest tax benefits that exist within the country. But what we've learned over the last decade is that the vast majority of them are completely uneducated about it. And so I'd say that's probably the major issue is just the lack of education when it comes to what tax benefits are afforded to them, how to maximize those particular advantages.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's so much to be concerned about in terms of your pastors and your ministers not being prepared. Again, that website is guardianfinancialgp.com, guardianfinancialgp.com. And I got to tell you, just how you have your finances structured as a pastor, because, you know, some of the pastors, they'll opt out of Social Security, and there's a housing allowance that they need to know exactly how that works, and they may not be in the right retirement plan. We're going to talk about that more in the future. And all of this not preparing for their future. And when they're not prepared, that really impacts the church as well. And we're going to find out more about this in the future and more conversations we're going to have with Guardian Financial Group. But I want to tell you, this is so very important, the information that Keeley has shared with us. And I know you'd like to know more. So come to the Pastor's Appreciation, because they're going to be there and they're going to be having an opportunity to talk with you. And, of course, that's coming up on October the 17th, and they got a lot of free resources. And with that, Keeley Rule, thanks for being with us, and look forward to our next conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill. So good to be with you.
God bless you. We'll see you soon. We'll be right back.
Bye-bye.